On to the Kansas camp meeting. These were brave words of good intentions, but they were soon forgotten. After the whites had caught their breath at the Ohio meeting, they were ready to go on, wrote James. On the Ohio campground, the burden rolled upon us, and we have decided to hold camp meetings in Indiana and Kansas in the month of October. We make the sacrifice in our much-worn condition to hold these meetings for the good of perishing souls. Who wish to share with us? Such are invited to assist with their prayers and their means. Ibid, September 27, 1870. With renewed spirits they journeyed to Indiana and then Kansas, and entered wholeheartedly into the meetings. Near the close of the Kansas meeting, held near Fort Scott, 75 miles, 120 kilometers, south of Kansas City, James White, on Sunday, October 16, described the circumstances. Here are 10 family tents, several covered wagons in which families live, a provision stand, and the Iowa large tent, of inestimable value to us during the heavy storm. A coal stove has been set up in the big tent, which has added much to our comfort during the storm. In fact, nearly all the tents are furnished with stoves. As far as we can learn, our people have been quite comfortable, even in the midst of the storm. All are cheerful, and enjoy the meeting very much. Ibid, November 8, 1870. He added, Mrs. White has spoken on the health question in a manner to give entire satisfaction. Instead of returning home to Battle Creek promptly, as they first planned, they felt sufficiently rejuvenated to hold a few meetings in Missouri. This swing to the south and west added 5 weeks to their 1870 camp meeting work. They reached home Monday, November 7, Ibid, November 15, 1870.